Let me tell you something. You want some good eats and you want to do a good cause every year for the past 11 years, this one being the 12th annual, the Ragin' Cajun. Yum. Laura, introduce our guest.
This is April Benavides, and this is a, do you work for Special Olympics?
Yes, I'm the area director here at Area 17, South Plains. So
welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is always a big event for you guys because this is a huge fundraiser for Special Olympics, right?
It is my big baby, and we do this every year. This is actually our 25th year doing it. So we've got a lot of things going on, especially when it comes to the event. So we're really excited.
25th year?
25th.
Oh, wow. I knew it had been going on a long time.
For a while.
We've been going to this thing for a long time. It's a great cause. Tell us about it for someone who has not been there before.
Okay, wait a minute here. Okay, for some reason I said this was the 12th annual. It's the 25th annual. So
You got to add a couple of years.
You got to add a couple of years to that.
Lost in time. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
This is a totally different dining experience.
It is. It is a shrimp broil. It's like a Mardi Gras themed type Louisiana style all you can eat buffet. It's from 4 to 10. They're able to get crawfish, cobettes, red potatoes, onions, crab legs, and shrimp in a Cajun fest, you know, ingredient style that's prepared, and it's put on a tray, all you can eat, and then you can just go and just have fun. We're going to have some live bands. We also have a new area called the Cajun Kids Corner, and they're able to go out and have fun with different types of games and, you know, just hang out. We're going to have about 3 bands. We're going to have Dale Lord, and we're going to have the Lost Dogs, and we're going to have, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Okay, Laura.
A silent auction as well?
Silent and live auction item. We're getting items as we speak, and we're getting those ready, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can always use a few more auction items if they'd like to make a
donation. Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at the office, and the number is 806-749-7000.
Or you can look up, just Google Special Olympics Lubbock. And
it's SOTX.org, and then you can just go to Find Area Offices, which is on the right side of the screen. It's a link, and then you'll just go to Area 17.
Now, the food that you serve is wonderful, but I have a little problem with crawfish. Because crawfish are served with their heads intact.
With their little eyes. Yes. And they look at you and say, don't eat me.
I know.
Don't
I have
me.
A problem eating food that's looking at me. But tell me, you had a funny story about someone in crawfish.
Yes. I actually have a friend of a friend that actually was going to eat crawfish for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And
there's a certain way you do that.
You have to rip the head and then you're able to eat it without the head. Well, she did not know that and just ate the head. In its entirety. So she will not be eating crawfish for the rest of her life after that moment. Yeah. So there's a different, there's a way you have to eat it.
She actually swallowed this?
She chewed it.
Ew!
You know, I think when I would have got to the gills and, you know, all the insides, I would have just been.
Yeah. It's an acquired taste for sure. So,
yeah. Because some people, they like suck the heads, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the eyes kind of go.
Yes.
When you do that.
Ronnie's about to puke. We apologize if you're trying to eat breakfast and listening to us at the same time. But it's really fantastic food and entertainment. A lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about Special Olympics and what you guys do.
Well, within the state of Texas, we have about 55,000 athletes. Here within our area, we have about 1,300. And what this does is, Ragin' Cajun is our sole fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser. And pretty much all the proceeds stay locally here within our area. And with that money, we have our office. We provide that as salaries. We also are able to purchase materials for our coaches and our athletes. We also do year-round training and competition and events for all of our athletes. So that money stays locally, and it also goes towards what we do here in our area. Last year, we had about 736 athletes, and this year, we have about 1,132. So we're growing. We've grown 33%. So we're moving, folks. And this money, you know, is helping our athletes push forward into different events. And within the state of Texas, we have about 22 sports. Here we're pushing through 14. So
wow.
We're wonderful. Able to help provide them with the medals that they are winning, the venues, and then the training that we provide for our coaches. They're able to educate themselves. And we also are providing awareness throughout the community. If there is a family that has a family member or friend with an intellectual disability, for them to actually be a part of Special Olympics. So we're excited.
Good.
Good deal.
All right. I know where I got the 12th annual thing from. It's Saturday, April 12th.
Sure.
So I was
Yes. Okay. So that makes sense.
All right. The 25th annual Ragin' Cajun. It is this weekend, 4 to 10. Just exactly where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the Citibank Coliseum, which is off. It's pretty sad when I know the address more than I know my address. It is 2720 Drive of Champions.
You know, if you told somebody that, nobody would know where you were talking about. I know. If you just said the bubble by the state, by Jones Stadium.
It's the old the half basketball bubble.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's exactly where it's going to be.
All right. This is awesome. Now, check this out. If you would like to go to the Raging Cajun, we have a family four pack for you. We've got tickets for two adults and two kids. And I don't know, I suppose, April, if maybe there's three adults and one child, if somebody just acts real juvenile, they'll get in. How about caller number 3-770-5790, 770-5790. We do have recommended attire.
And I also wanted to add, I'm sorry about this, with the Cajun Kids area, we do have a Cajun Kids menu because a lot of our kids do not eat, you know, just the shrimp or crawfish, the mm-hmm. cobbets and all that stuff. So on the kids menu is chicken nuggets with fish sticks. I mean, I'm sorry. French fries.
Yeah.
That's another F word. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea because you're right. We've taken our kids before in the past and they were like, oh, really? Chicken nuggets will be a big hit with the kids.
Right. And so we're trying to make it some more, you know, the parents don't have to actually leave the kids, you know, with a babysitter to mm-hmm. actually come and enjoy, yeah. you know, the crawfish and what have you. So we're trying to get, you know, make it more family friendly. So we're excited about that.
Well, it's good just for the kids to see a shrimp boil anyway, mm-hmm. because, I mean, this is West Texas. We don't see a lot of that, really.
No, we don't.
It's a fun little different culture.
Most parents actually tell their kids whenever they are eating shrimp or anything of the sea, oh, it's chicken.
Yeah.
I remember my nephew eating calamari with ketchup, and he was like, what's this? And we're like, oh, it's chicken.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd like some more of that calamari, please.
Okay, recommended attire for the event, something that's wash and wear, because mm-hmm. if you don't get it on you, you ain't living right.
You're not doing it right. That's right.
That is true. That is exactly right.
April Benavidez, the Special Olympics for the Lubbock area. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for bringing this stuff to give away. Everybody's going to enjoy that.
Thank you.
Raging Cajun this Saturday benefits Special Olympics. Get your tickets and enjoy.